This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles. I'm here with a special guest today to talk about the U.S. economy, the world's largest. He's Kevin Costello, an economics editor in the Washington office of Bloomberg News. Kevin, welcome.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Kevin, as you know, the big story in the coming week is likely to be the U.S. jobs report on Friday, June 7th. What are economists expecting?
Actually, economists estimate employers in the U.S. added about as many workers in May as they did in April. So that would add up to about 165,000 jobs. Now, that's a solid number, but a disappointment for those who want to see at least 200,000 a month. Now, surveys of economists also say the jobless rate held at a four-year low of 7.5%. There are other signs the U.S. economy is picking up. For example, soaring stock prices, housing gains, and improving consumer confidence indicate the expansion may be gaining momentum.
Interesting, Kevin. One thing you did indicate, though, is that really the unemployment rate is really still high by historical standards at this point in the economic cycle. And we may see those concerns outlined in the Federal Reserve's report called the Beige Book in the coming week. What are investors likely to learn from that release?
Well, that's an important point, Greg. The unemployment rate has not dipped below 7.5% since December 2008, and that has plenty of people concerned, especially policymakers at the Federal Reserve. And as you noted, we'll learn a lot more when the Fed releases its Beige Book. That's a special report. It includes a summary and analysis of economic conditions in the 12 Federal Reserve regions across the United States. The Beige Book also contains anecdotal snapshots, so it gives a slightly more candid picture of what the Federal Reserve districts are facing.
Now, of course, so one thing we still don't know well, really, is the full impact of automatic spending cuts by the U.S. government on the economy, although we know it has damped things a bit. Now, investors in the Federal Reserve may not get any solace at all from the numbers out in the coming week on U.S. services industries, which, of course, account for about 90% of the U.S. economy. Economists are forecasting a rather tepid report. Why is that?
Yes, in fact, services industries in the U.S. expanded in May at close to the slowest pace since July. That's according to economists' forecasts for the report from the Institute for Supply Management. Now, if that comes about, it could show the world's largest economy is cooling a bit this quarter. And as you noted, that may be due to higher payroll taxes as well as to federal budget cuts that are filtering through the economy. Those are two issues that are continuously being cited by economists and officials.
And also talk about a rather muted or tepid services report. We've also got the trade numbers out in the coming week. And again, economists forecasting that the deficit has actually widened. You know, this jumps around from month to month. Should investors be concerned about this report?
Actually, I'm not sure how much they really should be concerned because, in fact, one possibility is that the trade gap has expanded because the demand for imported merchandise has exceeded the pace of exports. So you have to weigh one against the other. I should note, though, that in a separate report, the Commerce Department has already said consumer spending in the U.S. unexpectedly declined in April, so that may eventually have an effect on demand for those imported goods.
Now, of course, trade obviously related to consumer demand or spending in the economy. And the debate about how quickly the U.S. economy is recovering has also spawned a very open debate within the Fed over how fast it should trim or end stimulus. The new word is tapering, the so-called T word. And Vice Chairman Janet Yellen, she may give us a glimpse of this debate when she speaks publicly in Asia. I mean, where exactly does Yellen stand on the stimulus issue?
Well, first of all, it's interesting. Her speech is supposed to be about regulation from a U.S. perspective. Now, she will take questions and give answers at the end of that speech. And, of course, the U.S. economy and the Fed's monetary policy are certainly to come up as topics during that question and answer period. Yellen said on April 16th she favors holding the Fed's benchmark interest rate lower for longer, to use her words. And she said the central bank's low-rate policies are intended to promote a return to prudent risk-taking in credit. So during the question and answer period, she may elaborate on some of those points and give some idea of her views of monetary policy going forward.
Yeah, it also looks like, Kevin, she's really almost or just as cautious as Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and wanting to make sure that stimulus isn't cut off or tapered too soon, thus hurting the economy and the expansion.
Yes, that seems to be the consensus view now, that nobody wants to shut this thing off so immediately that it would rattle the markets.
Yeah, as you know, the people on Wall Street would say, don't shut down the party. It's only 2 a.m. in the morning, you know. Well, Kevin, are there any specific numbers or speakers that you're going to be watching closely next week that we haven't already talked about?
Yes, we've gone through the main ones, but I would like to point out something more. In fact, we have four Fed regional presidents, including John Williams of San Francisco and Richard Fisher of Dallas, who will be speaking in the coming days. So people will be listening closely to that quartet to see what the presidents predict will happen with the Fed's quantitative easing program or what they would like to see happen to that program.
And, of course, obviously this all affecting the world's largest economy, and we can't forget that it's on June 7th and June 8th that U.S. President Obama and Chinese President Xi, they're going to meet on a 200-acre estate in California for 2 days of talks on a broad range of issues. I suppose you do need, Kevin, a 200-acre estate to accommodate the staff.
To accommodate the two world's largest economies.
That's right, correct.
That's
right. You got it. Well, Kevin, many thanks for taking the time again to talk to us today.
Thank you very much, Greg. Goodbye.
There you have it. That was Kevin Costello, an economics editor in Washington. Well, as always, we got to go. You can find the full print version of our week ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal on our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts, they're featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.